Hello everyone, this is Daisy, aka Professional High Priestess, and today I'm here to drop a video on how to understand astrology, okay? Because a lot of folks don't understand how astrology impacts their day-to-day lives, and then also I'm going to go a little bit into how tarot works as well, okay? So this is going to be a video that from here on out, whatever I post, you'll be able to come back to this video, watch it, and understand everything else moving forward, okay? So when we are talking about astrology, the first thing to understand is it is a type of language, okay? So it's not whether or not we want to believe in it, it's whether or not we understand how to speak the language of it, right? And then how to translate that to day-to-day circumstances, life, etc., life planning, goals, health, wellness, whatever you may desire, okay? Because astrology really, at the end of the day, is the ways in which the planets conjunct with one another and the heavenly spheres, and what that means for collective of individuals, and then the interaction between and configuration of certain planets within your birth chart at the time of birth, and how that is going to interact with other individuals in their birth chart and their configuration, and how that is going to align with future configurations in the heavenly body, such as like moon transits, conjunctions, things like that. Okay, that's what it's really about. And there's a study of work called cosmobiology, which is then the study of, you know, the planets, their conjunctions, their squares, their aspects, their trines, etc., on the individual and their 12 houses, which is basically like our entire existence, like from our health to our finances to our spirituality to how we're going to get along with people to our ancestry to our subconscious mind and how it's going to work and to the things we may experience with family, etc. Okay, that's how it works. So when I'm talking about conjunctions, trines, that's basically how the two different planets, right, that may be in your chart, let's say for instance your sun sign and then your moon sign, how they communicate with one another. What type of communication are they facilitating? Is it working in harmony? Is it working against each other? Is it working in collaboration and then on top of it with another planet, right, which is a trine? How are they working together? Okay, so that's another thing to understand. So now that we also understand that, we also have to understand that there's something called medical astrology, which is then the manifestation of health or lack thereof based on the configuration of planets in your chart and where they are. And it really is kind of like the composition, not the composition of planets, like how much earth do you have, how much water do you have, how much fire, right, and air, etc. What element is placed in what specific planet is, how is that going to impact you, your health on a day-to-day? Because also planets have certain correspondence to the body and health as well, okay? So that's how this system works and how the culmination of everyday transits in the cosmos, how that then impacts you on a day-to-day life, how that's going to impact your decision-making, the karma you're going to experience, your health, what type of job you may have, etc. Things that may usually just happen to you, like quirks, like, oh, I know I'm always like 5 minutes late on Thursday. Astrology can predict that. I don't know. Weird things, right? All of that can be discussed and translated and predicted through astrology. So that's how it works, okay? Now, when we are talking about astrology too, it's important to understand that there's different types. I'm focusing on Western, right? But also Vedic, there's that as well. But in the Western astrology, it's split into the four archetypes, which is the four elements, right? And we know we have four seasons. This planetary system that we're working with works on the five, which is phi based. And then also it works on, which is the five, which is the five, okay? And it also works within the four elements archetype, okay? Remember, the combination of all those four elements creates the fifth element, you see? So we're working on the four based and then the five based. So astrology also split into the four elements, right? So then what is your element? What's your predominant element? Tarot, on top of that too, is split into the four elements because the four elements themselves were basically the keys to past, present, and future that our ancestors believed that if we understand how to master our own element and then master all the other elements within us, because we all of us have air, fire, water, earth within us, air being the mental element, right? Fire being the spiritual element, right? and the action element, right? The goal element, right? The primal element. Earth being the body element, the nature element. And then water being the psychic element, also the spiritual intuitive element, okay? Now we have all four of those elements within. And if we're able to balance those elements out and work with them in harmony, we are able to transcend timelines, okay? Now tarot also works in this same structure. So this, now you understand how astrology works, okay? All right, boom. Now let's go into astrology, because it also correlates with the cosmos and the heavenly bodies, because it also works in the system of four. Because even the planets themselves, they are also separated into air, fire, water. Oh, bless me. Air, fire, water, and earth. Okay? So, when you're reading theology and mythology from back in the day, understand that they're talking about the manifestation of certain phenomena and in terms of how the planets influence the certain phenomena. Because a lot of things we just think it's, you know, human beings doing what they want to do. No, it's the planets spinning out a story, spinning out a dance. And we are just the dancers, and they really are the puppet masters, right? So the best thing to do is learn your chart, learn your planets, learn your configuration so that you can be in alignment with that dance and you can be in step with the planets. And that's how you get good karma. When you work against the dance of the planets, that's when you create bad karma. You see now? So, tarot. How does tarot work too? Because tarot is also associated with the planetary systems, because there are certain cards that correlate to certain planets, right? And certain signs in certain planets, okay? There's all of that in tarot. Now, tarot is split into two factors. You have the major arcana, okay? Which is basically the thing about tarot, let me back up a little bit, is the premise of tarot is that it contains within the major arcana and minor arcana, right? A compilation of every archetype that can manifest on planet Earth. And these cards are able to read each and every one of those archetypes. Okay, that may manifest. So let's say, for instance, you're acting up, you're lying. Seven of Swords is going to come out. Let's say, you know, someone asks you what you do for work and the Hierophant comes out. They're going to know you work maybe within the legal system, within, you know, court, within police, etc. Right? Let's say the Temperance card comes out, right? They're going to know you work within the hospital setting, something with healing, something with spirituality. That's how it works. Tarot channels the archetype that is within your energy field. So this is why it was always like kind of like banned and demonized, because you literally can jump and hop timelines, right, with tarot by being able to translate the language of the planetary bodies and the stars and what they have planned. Boom, there you go. And then also too, the energy that is within that individual's auric field. You can also use tarot to channel ancestors. Because remember, the ancestors, they also can channel through as archetypes, right? Because remember, they had their signature and their blueprint when they were here too. So they're still able to tap in and out. Now, with tarot, it being split into the major arcana and the minor arcana. So the major arcana, which is basically the 22 cards from the Fool to the, I believe it's either Judgment of the World is the last card. That's basically like higher level energy, like solid archetypes. And usually it's the cards have a planetary association and an association with a certain sign as well. Okay. And certain events. They're about major changes, right? They're very solid archetypes in the major arcana. If that's how I can explain it. Like I was discussing before, if I wanted to know, like, let's say what someone's profession was, and let's say the Justice card comes out, I know they work within the justice system, you see? All right, now the minor arcana translates the archetypes based on elements, right? And what do we mean by that? Because the archetypes, the minor arcana tell more of like the nitty gritty details. The major arcana tell more of like the more overall picture of the story when we're reading tarot. Okay. So when we're talking about the minor arcana, which is swords, which is air. Okay. Pentacles, which is earth. Cups, which is water. Okay. And then also, which one am I missing? Fire, which is wands. When we're working with the minor arcana and those four elements, it tells more of like the nitty gritty details, right? Of the everyday story of whatever we're trying to ask with that person's energy field, etc. That's why tarot is like a very powerful tool for healing, channeling, etc. right? But also, too, let it not get into the hands of the wrong people. But, you know, that's a double-edged sword that will also burn you in the back. Because tarot, too, when you're channeling with the cards, remember, it's picking up energy. It's just a medium for whatever's in the heavenly bodies or whatever's in the ancestral realms or the spirit realms, okay? That's all that it's doing. It's just translating the archetype into a way that us in the material world, we can understand it. Sometimes when I'm reading tarot, I don't even need the cards because I already know my intuition is already talking to me. Tarot really is to help people build their intuition, to grow their intuition, right? And understand things that they are not trying to, you know, answer for themselves, or get deeper insight into things that they may not have the language to articulate, if that makes some sense. All right. So that's how astrology works, and then that's how tarot works. Okay. They work together. Right. So anytime you want to understand, okay, when we're talking about planets and there are certain transits happening, et cetera, et cetera, the way to understand that is, well, what is the planet? Right. And what is it doing? Is it going retrograde? Is it going direct? Meaning retrograde, meaning is it starting to spin backwards? Meaning the meaning of that planet, everything happens backwards for it. So let's say, for instance, Jupiter is a planet of good luck, abundance, expansion. It's going retrograde. That means all of that's going to be going retrograde. There's going to be a little bit more restriction. All right. And then let's say it's within a specific sign. Each sign, remember, it has a correlation to an element too. Right? So we have earth signs, that's Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo. Fire signs, that's Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. Air signs, that's Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Water signs, that's Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio. Right? Because the planet also has an elemental association. You have to bring that into consideration. And then also the archetype that the sign is translating. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about astrology. We're talking about archetypes. The major archetypes that are playing out in this planetary system. Let's say, for instance, you go to another Milky Way system, you go to another galaxy system, which there are dozens of. There's a beautiful catalog by NASA, and you can see all the different galaxy systems. They have different shapes and star patterns. It's amazing. I go to another star system, another galaxy, they're going to have a different set of manifestations and archetypes, because they may be dealing with different planetary systems. They may be dealing with maybe three moons. That's going to translate differently, right? So this is how it works. I hope you're understanding now. So when we're talking about planets and how they work together, you take the planet and what it means and what it's doing. Then you take the sign that it's in, the element of that sign, and then the archetype of that sign and what it means, right? And if it's masculine, feminine, and how does it translate into the planet, into the manifested world? For instance, let's say the sign of Scorpio. The sign of Scorpio manifests as spiritual practice, occultism, right? Very deep sexuality. This can also manifest as like the sex trade system, etc., right? Scorpionic energy. Let's say, for instance, it's Cancerian energy. Cancer represents the public. She's the mother. She's the martyr, right? Can also represent matrilineal forms of witchcraft and magic, right? Okay, so now you also understand how, and it's also water. Okay, so now you understand. So let's say, for instance, I have Jupiter, the planet of expansion, going into Scorpio, the planet of magic, secrets, occultism, sex. Jupiter is going to be expanding, right? Whatever that archetype means for the entire collective, and then also for you as an individual based on where it is in your chart. All right? Whew. That was a lot to channel, but I swear my Mercury in Virgo be like, she be getting it. Because I swear that wasn't me. Left to my own vices, y'all would have been hearing gibberish. Anyways, let's keep moving. So now, let's talk about, for instance, this Saturn in Capricorn transit that we're going to be having. I'm going to do a whole other video on that. Don't worry. What does that mean? Saturn, the planet of karma, Lord Karma, made out of lead. Okay? Because remember, also, the planets are made out of certain elements, too. That also means something. So I was talking about Jupiter. Jupiter's as a gas giant. Remember, it's expansive. So let's say Jupiter is dealing with air. That's going to be kind of restricting because gas and air, Let's say Jupiter's going with fire, gas and fire. Boom. You see what I'm saying? Saturn, planet of lead, is going with Capricorn, made out of earth. Its original ruler, meaning that now, because it's in its original sign, which is another aspect of astrology, it's amplified. So that's something else you need to look at too. The planet and what are its home signs? Right? Because it's comfortable in its home sign, it's going to work even better. Right? It's just kind of like trying to work with, you're trying to cut down a tree with an axe, right? Let's say you are not going to use a butter knife. You're going to use like a saw or something like that. It just works better. You'll get there with the butter knife eventually, hundreds of years down the road, but shouldn't I just use the saw, right? It's like, that's how it's kind of working. So Saturn, planet of lead, Lord Karma, Capricorn, Earth. ruling over institutions, right? Ruling over government, ruling over things like secret societies, that type of thing. Capricorn energy, rites, rites of passage, patriarchal systems, patriarchal order, okay? Saturn, the planet of karma, is going into that archetype, meaning there's going to be karma reaped for anyone that's engaging in that, those archetypes that I just mentioned earlier that Capricorn represents in a lower vibrational manner. Boom. Now you understand how the transits work. Okay. So that concludes just my lesson for today. Of course, like I said, we're going to be having a whole lot more lessons. I'm a scholar in this. You see me. I'm here with my notes and whatnot. And yeah, be on the lookout for the next video. All right, y'all. That's your channel for today. And I'm Daisy, once again, aka Professional High Priestess. Have a good day.